my weapon when the bombs are gonna blow. Music is my weapon, might not seem like it'll hold, but music is my weapon of choice of mass creation, my transportation to every nation, to every heart that pangs like mine. Music as my way.
It's 16 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 26th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Metro, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here from now till 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. First game of a doubleheader, the Yankees 10 and the Orioles 3. In the second game of that doubleheader, the Yankees 5 and the Orioles 1. White Sox 6 and the Tigers 1. The Rays 5 and the Red Sox 1. The A's 6 and the Twins 2. The Royals 7 and Cleveland 1. The Astros 8 and the Angels 3. Over in the National League, the Cubs 10 and the Reds 6. The Mets 3 and the Nationals zip. The Pirates 9 and the Brewers 1. The Marlins 3 and the Braves 1. The Rockies 9 and the Cardinals 1. The Dodgers 5 and the Padres 4, and that game went 12 innings. And in interleague play, the Giants 5 and the Rangers 3, the Blue Jays 8 and the Phillies 6, and the Mariners 4 and the Diamondbacks 3, and that game went 10 innings. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0 for 4. He's hitting .335 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .294. Pierce went 0 for 4. He's hitting .296. J.D. Martinez, he's taken over the batting lead in the American League and in both leagues, really. He went 2 for 4, scored a run. He's hitting .337, 2 points up on Mookie. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 3. He's hitting .285. Moreland went 0 for 3. He's hitting .257. Kinsler 0 for 3, hitting .241. Nunez 2 for 3, he's hitting .260. Leon went 0 for 3, he's hitting .202. Rick Porcello went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. 2 walks and 8 strikeouts. He had a 4.18 ERA. He took the loss. He's 15-7 on the season. Brazier came in and pitched an inning, walked 1. He's at 0.90 ERA. Rickman came in an inning, came in and worked an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 run that was earned with a walk, struck out 1. He had a 2.76 ERA, and Thornburg closed it out in the 8th inning with pitching one inning, gave up 1 hit, One run, it was earned with a walk, and he struck out one. He had a 4.42 ERA. So right now, the Red Sox have a measly, compared to what it has been, 7-game lead over the Yankees. And it seems like, well, obviously the pitching staff of the Rays, with their no real starter type pitching staff, where they just throw their bullpen at you, and guys can go out there pitch an inning or two, so as hard as they want. And if they, you know, do well, maybe go 3 or 4 innings, and then they turn over to somebody else. And so, therefore, it seems to be working for them. They're not in the pennant race. They're about 20 games out. But it's causing problems. They did a job on the Yankees before they went home, came home, and then started to turn the thing around on the Red Sox as well. So we'll see how far that will take them. We'll see if they can be troubleshooters, troublemakers, or whatever as the season goes on. And, you know, who knows? They could have a formula going that some other teams are going to want to copy as things move along in this baseball season. But anyway, the rest of us have been, you know, the rest of us had been hitting like crazy all year long. No, I don't think anyone thinks that they could continue this forever and ever and ever. Amen. But the Yankees aren't falling that far back behind. They haven't given up. And so, therefore, anything can happen. Out in the American League Central, Cleveland still has a dominating lead over Minnesota. And out west, it's anybody's ball game. Houston, Oakland, and Seattle. Houston and Oakland are in a virtual flat-footed tie, and Seattle is 4.5 games behind. Over in the National League, Atlanta has moved out to a 3-game lead over Philadelphia. Let me check to see who did what to whom yesterday. The Braves lost, and the Phillies lost. So, yeah, they're still 3 games behind. Washington is way back, falling off the cliff. Okay, in the Central Division, Chicago Cubs, St. Louis Cardinals, Milwaukee Brewers all have a shot. The Cubs won yesterday. The Brewers lost, and the Cardinals lost. So, Chicago has gained the game on both of those clubs. In the West, another dogfight. Arizona, Colorado, the Dodgers. Let's see. The Dodgers, what did they do? Dodgers won yesterday. Colorado, the Rockies. They also won. And Arizona Diamondbacks lost in 10 innings. So, Colorado and Arizona are in virtual flat-footed tie, and the Dodgers are 3.5 games behind. 424 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org, multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 26th, 2000. Last Sunday in August. Back to school, kids. Last Sunday in August the 26th, 2018. We're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
From the cast of Hot in Cleveland.
Want to hear a joke?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Sure.
What's the number one killer of women?
Well, you're still here, so that rules out crankiness.
And tracksuits.
Heart disease.
But that's a joke?
Oh, no, it's an absolute fact. But the American Heart Association says you can save lives by passing it along to five women you love.
Aww.
So I'm starting with three I tolerate. That's a joke.
Find out more at goredforwomen.org. A word from the cast of Hot in Cleveland.
Want to hear a joke?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's the number one killer of women?
Well, you're still here, so that rules out crankiness.
And tracksuits.
Heart disease.
But that's a joke?
Oh, no, it's an absolute fact. But the American Heart Association says you can save lives by passing it along to five women you love.
Aww.
So I'm starting with three I tolerate. That's a joke.
Find out more at goredforwomen.org.
And that message was brought to your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's see. We're talking about the Boston Red Sox and the American League race and the races, in, I guess, in both leagues. There are some close races in the American League West and the National League West and the National League Central. It's also fairly close. So we'll be going down to the wire and we'll see what happens. As he said, the Red Sox have been having some hitting problems recently, but I didn't think, I don't think anybody thought that they could have continued this hot, torrid hitting that they've been doing virtually all year long. And so therefore, we're hoping that things will turn themselves around. As long as we can avoid major injuries, I think we have still have a good shot of getting all the way to the big one. And that's the World Series, of course. Okay, let's see. What else? What else? What, okay, also with the Red Sox, the good news is that Eduardo Rodriguez should be coming back soon. I think he has a rehab assignment starting up. And Stephen Wright is also not far behind. He should be coming back as well. I understand they plan to put Wright in the bullpen. I don't agree with that one. I think that he should get Wright back into the starting rotation. Him, he, and Rodriguez. Yeah, we had some good fill-ins, I think they're the cream of the crop. A good knuckleball pitcher just, throws batters totally off their whack. And to use him for only an inning or in long relief, I think it's not getting the best out of him. If he's healthy, get him back out there. And Erod deserves a spot in the rotation as well. And that would take some of the burden off of Chris Sale and some of the others. David Price has been pitching lights out recently. Porcello's been pitching really well. He just hasn't had all the hitting support that he would like, as he's gotten, I guess, in other years as well. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm not as upset with the bullpen as some people seem to be upset. You know, we should have gotten another arm out there. Hey, if you could get another arm, you would have gotten them. You don't want to blow up the whole minor league system. Just to get another relief pitcher who, may not even be better than what you already have. So, will the bats turn around? Will Mookie Betts regain his swing and start things off? And Benintendi has been flirting around the 300 mark. Will he get over that? Xander Bogaerts has been climbing steadily. Jackie Bradley Jr. has had his moments. as well, but Jackie's there for his glove. If he throws anything else in, that's gravy. Okay. Christian Vasquez is supposedly close to coming back as well. So, Bruce Swihart has not done badly. Everybody talking about, you know, he's not that great a defensive catcher and this, that, and the other. Hey, the guy brings so much to the game with his ability to run the bases, play different positions, and everything else, and as well as being a switch-hitting catcher. I'll take him on my team anytime. Stand in there. Stay in there. Stay in there. We'll see what happens as things move along. It's 4:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 26th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, I'll be back shortly. Don't go anywhere.
I used to smoke about a pack to two packs a day. That really put a strain on my pocket. That's why I really needed to find something to help me out.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I was like, you know, this may work.
I hop in the car. I have a cigarette. You know, wake up in the middle of the night with an asthma attack, hit my inhaler two times, come outside, and have a cigarette. It was really bad.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I've tried everything. I've tried the patches. I've tried quitting cold turkey. I've tried the gum. I just needed a person to talk to, somebody who can relate to me. She was just really supportive, and I was telling her what was going on. She was telling me different things that I could do to help with my stress. I would recommend the Quit Line because the support, the counselors, you know, awesome. Awesome people.
They called just when they said they would. They really wanted to talk you through everything. They wanted to know how I was doing. I'm definitely not coughing as much. I feel healthier.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
And also your friends here at Sounds of Praise and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 442 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. My host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, if you're a horse racing aficionado, yesterday the Travers Stakes were run and Catholic Boy came in first, Mendelssohn came in second, and Bravazo came in third. The favorite was really out of it. He, you know, was really bet down, I think the 7-5, and nowhere in sight when the race ended. Matter of fact, he was nowhere in sight when the race began. He never showed much of anything. I don't remember his name. I saw the race, but I can't remember his name. But anyway, he did not show up. So, there you go for horse racing aficionados. Over in the WNBA no games yesterday. But the semifinals are going on. The Connecticut Sun got eliminated. One game playoff elimination. They were knocked out. And so we are seeing the Mystics versus the Dream in a three-game set. And Mercury versus the Storm in a three-game set. Brianna Stewart of UConn fame, I think, was voted MVP, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so she wasn't Rookie of the Year because this is her second year. But she was voted MVP, Most Valuable Player, I believe, in the season. So maybe the Storm, I guess, we should be rooting for to see how far they can go. And the Minnesota Lynx and the LA Sparks, who had been dominating, I guess, the league for the past two or three years or more, didn't make it to the playoffs either. So there you go, to the finals, rather, to the semifinals, I guess this is. Okay, so Mercury has some key players who've been around for quite a Brittany Griner, I believe, is there. And can't think of all the other players there. But anyway, I like WNBA basketball, so I'll be watching as much as I possibly can. Okay, can't tell you who I think is going to win because I don't see them that often to say, okay, so-and-so is better than this, that, and the other. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. No major golf was on yesterday, so there might have been some matches, but I wasn't following them. So there you go. I can't give you any information on that either. 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 26th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved on sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go right to the Patriots. Friday. They lost to the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers, 25-14. Tom Brady, in his time on the field with the regulars, didn't look bad. You know, had a little bit of a running game. He passed fairly well. Team missed a field goal, you know, that would have made the score a little closer, but I don't think that would have been it. But overall, the defense was not outstanding, but they also suffered from the fact that the referees missed some clear penalties. One that was called on McCourty, where the guy tripped over his own feet. That was clear to see. I don't know if you could throw a flag on that one. I guess you could, but Belichick chose not to. And that kept the drive alive. And then there was a holding call. Clear holding call. The announcers saw it. I saw it. The referees didn't see it, so that kept another Carolina drive alive. McCaffrey, their running back, ran really well. But like, he's a little guy. I don't know how long he can take that kind of pounding, because he was hit hard a number of times. He didn't get 100 yards rushing. He didn't play that long either, but if they're going to use him that much during the season, I don't know who their backups are. And I don't have any stats from that game yet either. So therefore, I can't tell you if their second team running backs did as well as he did. But I don't think that's the way you want to run. he's James White size. On James White on the Patriots. And the Patriots have enough sense not to run White up the middle that often. Not that they don't do it on occasion, but they don't run him up the middle as much as McCaffrey was being run. He got hit 4 or 5 times, really solid. Solidly, he got up, but like I said, a little guy like that, I don't think. Yeah, I'd say little. He's, probably about 6 feet, 200 pounds. No, you need a bigger back, or you need to shuffle in a bunch of backs to make it to take some of the load off. So anyway, just interested in seeing how the Patriots did, and like I said, their defense was fair. I wouldn't say they were great, especially the first team defense. And here again, they weren't scheming, they weren't blitzing, they weren't doing a lot of things that I expect they're probably going to do as the season goes on. And it was kind of interesting. Cam Newton decided he would pick on Stephon Gilmore for whatever reason. Most teams don't do that. And Gilmore did make some play, but he did get burned a couple of times as well. So that'll be something to watch, since Gilmore's being counted on as a main cog in the Patriots' defensive backfield. Let's see, what else can I take and remember from the Friday game? And I didn't see all the game either, so. Okay, I guess the name of the game was to go in there, play, see how things are going, and escape serious injuries. I don't think anybody was injured that I am aware of. Like I said, we missed a field goal. I don't know if that was a bad snap or what. The kicker gets all the blame. And it could have been a bad snap. It could have been a poor hold by the holder. And it looked like the second game in a row that the Patriots' second team was outplayed both offensively and defensively by the other team's second team. Gronkowski, Edelman, White, and Hogan played sparingly. Hill, I think, got dinged up a little bit. Might have been just an ankle injury. Hopefully not serious. And Gillislee, he was fair, but I guess with a lot of opportunity to get more playing time. And here again, you're playing with the second team offensive line. Panthers, like I said, with those missed calls, held the ball for almost 11 minutes in the first period before Patriots got on the field. Had to settle for a field goal. Bend don't break, but still. Burkhead and Michelle, if they can get back by the first game, they're probably not going to play next week. Yeah, I don't think. This week, I guess it is. Okay, their final exhibition game against the Giants. We'll see if they're going to be available, and if they are, that means that Gillislee could be cut. Dorsett was 4 for 4 and looked pretty good. And Patterson is a definite fixture, both in the on both on special teams and also in the passing game. And in special teams, as far as kickoffs are concerned. So we're going to see hopefully a lot of him. And if no reinforcements are picked up, I look for the pass to utilize a two tight end set on occasion with Gronkowski and the other two tight ends. And that'll make the other teams think a little bit about what's going on. The first string O-line was good. Brady didn't get knocked around, but not outstanding. And that's what you need. And I guess that they won't be outstanding unless they get Marcus Cannon back on the right side to go along with Trent Brown on the left. Trent more than held his own. I think he might have gotten beat once that I saw. And that was not dangerous. Brady was able to get the ball off without any without getting knocked down. Hoyer does not impress me. I haven't seen. They haven't played the third string quarterback, but Brian Hoyer is not going to be an asset if anything happens to Brady, so we need to keep our fingers and our toes crossed that Tom gets through the season healthy. Boy, I would love to see Jacoby Brissett still on the club, although, like I said, we gave up Dorsett to get him, so... And I don't know if the Patriots have kicked the tires on Dez Bryant or not. I'm assuming that they must have. And I would guess that Bryant wants more money than the Patriots are willing to pay. And that's why he hasn't done anything with the Cleveland Browns or anybody else. He's hoping that they will bend. but I guess, you know, having not seen him play with the offense and not knowing how long it's going to take him to get in touch with the, in tune with the offense. Hey, they're hoping that they can get through the first four games, get Edelman back, and have everybody healthy and rolling as the season rolls along. Right now, we're still the best of the AFC East, and the first game against the Texans could be tough, especially if the Texans D and also the Deshaun Watson are back and healthy. So, it's going to be an interesting season. Football generally is an interesting season. So many, that pointed ball has so many ways of bouncing that you're not anticipating. And then there's the injury factor and so many other things that could take place. And hopefully, Belichick won't be able to bench anybody in a big game and not explain why. 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, August the 26th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I want to get you involved in sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO1. 855-915-9636. I will be back. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Thought we had some time to do some more sports talk, but I guess we don't. Want to get you ready for Sounds of Praise. We're coming back after our Aretha Franklin special, Aretha Franklin and James Cleveland special last Sunday, with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m., hopefully, when we do it all over again. And if I have a chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise coming your way. New music and top hits of the year 2018.